after my first ship in 01 and in 2008, I did mostly the car carriers for the government. Those were great gigs. 2008, when they went down, I was lucky. Maersk, been with Maersk almost the entire time, except for a few stints here and there. So they were great. They had a billet on another ship that had just opened up, and they called me up on the ship that I was on and said, Matt, you want this job? So I took it. It was another grain ship going to Africa. Go figure.
Yeah.
But after that, it was just, you took what I could find. I was doing submarine searching, missile surveillance, grain carrying. And then, you know, after a couple of years of that and not being able to find steady, decent paying work, you know, because ships, you don't get paid the same rate all around. You could be a third mate on one ship and make more than a chief mate on another. So I kept on landing on really bad contracts. And I finally decided I'd had enough. My marriage had already ended. I said, well, I just have to take care of myself. And that's how I ended up at the Vanuatu administration.
The people you graduated with, did they have similar experiences to you? Finding jobs on ships.
A good part of my graduating class didn't go to sea, or if they did, they only went for a year or two, and then got out and found office jobs. A lot of them, a fair amount of them that stayed at sea had similar experience than I did, except for the ones that were in the oil tanker market. Most of those landed in pretty lucky chairs and able to keep their jobs.
That's a pretty steady industry.
Everybody needs oil.
So, when they go to office jobs, I mean, is it still maritime related for the most part? Or, like you're saying, logistics and transport?
For the most part,
yeah.
The engineers can end up anywhere. My classmates that were engineers end up completely in non-maritime fields. Some of them work for Long Island Power Authority. The deckies usually end up somewhere still in maritime, whether it's insurance underwriting or vessel management, or technical management, it's usually somewhere in the maritime field.
Okay. So what percentage of your class do you think would still be on ships now, if you had to guess?
Maybe at the most 15%.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people, when they go to school there, are they expecting to graduate, go to sea?
Not all of them. SUNY Maritime has something like a 99% job placement rate. And we're not talking, you know, a lot of real menial type of work.
Yeah, right.
You know, of course, you can get out of college and get a crappy nothing job that doesn't require you to even go to college. But most of it were positions that required a degree or a license. So not everybody went there expecting to go to sea, but the maritime field is in one of the second oldest, probably the second oldest field in the world. So there's always going to be work there until we figure out something else. And people knew that. People that went to school there knew that.
Yeah.
I think a fair amount of them decided right off the bat they weren't going to go to sea.
Yeah.